Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast, powered by Consultant Connect. For the month of April, all our interviews with economic developers and site consultants will be solely focused on their reaction and response to the current coronavirus pandemic. We will be releasing these on a daily basis, and we hope you find value in each episode as we all fight for our communities. Today, Carla Sones interviews Christina Paredes, director at the Tallahassee Leon County Office of Economic Vitality. Let's listen in.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to the America's Jobs Team. I'm Carla Sones, and I am here for another episode in our mini series on the impact of COVID-19 across this great country. And we have Christina here with us from the Tallahassee, Florida area. And Christina, thank you first and foremost for taking time out of your schedule to be with us and to share what's happening down in Florida. I'm curious to hear from you. I know your state, our state up in Michigan has been under, let's say, a stay-at-home order for weeks and weeks, but I know your state has not, and you're just kind of now starting to adjust. How are things going in your region, and what has the impact been so far of COVID-19?
Thanks, Carl, and thank you for having me on. I'm very excited to talk to you today, kind of a little bit give you an idea of what's happening here in Tallahassee. Schools have been out since spring break, which was on, I think the first of that was March 15th. So that marked the first time the schools were out and we began schooling from home virtually. That goes at least to the May 1st right now is what they're saying. So we'll see. When we started this and first heard of the COVID-19 and the coronavirus, it was, you know, kind of what we talked about before we got started here today. It was all mostly supply chain and how does that impact our supply chain and our manufacturers. And now, you know, we are a college town, government town here, home to FSU, FAMU, and a strong community college, Tallahassee Community College. And that has been a big hit for our economy as those have all gone virtual through the end of summer. So it's challenging here for a lot of our local small businesses, especially within the hospitality and restaurant industry. And we're seeing others kind of follow suit as festivals have been canceled because spring is really big here for festival season. And so we got hit pretty hard with that.
So how is your organization responding? Because I know we were, before we started recording the call, we were just kind of, you know, touching base back and forth. And I was saying that, you know, as of end of February, the only talk I had really heard thus far was on supply chain. So the fact that so many organizations have had to pivot to much more crisis management and case management for companies in the hospitality industry and beyond was certainly a shock. Like it came fast and hard. How has your organization responded?
Well, we took some best practices that we have in place from when hurricanes come through our area. So we are, our organization already had a resiliency plan. We're part of the emergency management response with the county and the city. So we're on that team. And we were fortunate enough last year to win an International Economic Development Award from IEDC on our response to Hurricane Michael, which was in called Open for Business Map. So that showed essential services that were still open after in the event of a hurricane. And it was all GIS based. So we kind of blew the dust off of that and turned it into just the restaurant. And we retitled it Open for Takeout. And that has had, last I checked at the middle of last week, had it over 30,000 hits to it, unique views to that. And we worked with some local Facebook groups and the restaurateurs to really push that out and promote it. We're still getting requests 2 weeks after implementation to edit that. And then since we're a public EDO, we had, and fairly new, we're a four years old organization. We're funded by sales tax, and we had some funding to repay the county and the city back for getting us started 4 years ago, about $1 million in our budget. Well, we convened an emergency meeting with the county and city and used that $1 million to re-grant out to businesses with 50 employees or less. And today at 5 o'clock, we'll be closing that down because we will have given out all the $1 million to just under, or just right around 500 businesses representing over 5,000 employees.
So those are both two amazing stories. Just to put in perspective for the listening audience, you know, we've talked a little bit about Tallahassee, but how big is the scope of your organization in terms of geography? Is it just the city of Tallahassee, or is it the county you reside in?
Yeah, we represent the city and county as their local economic development agency. And so it's about 300,000 people in population, and about 8,000 businesses make that up. And that includes sole proprietors as well.
Awesome. Who are you learning from during this time? I know it's incredible that the unfortunate Hurricane Michael that swept through your area became kind of a platform for so many people to learn from and to be able to quickly respond to another crisis. But who are you learning from, or who are you looking to for best practices as we continue, you know, uncovering what this is going to mean long term for economic development as a profession, as well as the local businesses that we serve?
Actually, through the Consulting Connects Fridays that you had set up, that's been very helpful to look at the different ways that people across our industry are responding. There's some really neat ideas out there that help strengthen our open for takeout a little bit more as far as who we could collaborate with. Learning how you went through your grant process too gives us good feedback for if there's if we look at doing something similar moving forward. So it's been great to utilize Consultant Connect to be able to learn from others across the country on that. So I thought that was a really good way to do that. And we're constantly searching through best practices now. One thing that we're looking at is try to help re-employment or employment options, because there's people still out there hiring. So we focused a lot on some industries being harder hit, but now kind of looking at, well, who's hiring now as a result of that? So we're making phone calls to all of our manufacturers, asking that question. We're trying to connect businesses that are making like PPE or hand sanitizer. We had a brand new company relocate here from Indiana that went into making hand sanitizer. So we assisted him with some press with that. So we're just trying to look at anything that people are doing that we can hopefully replicate here at our level.
Awesome. And for those of you that may be listening that haven't been a part of the Friday Consultant Connect calls, we've been calling them C2 o'clock for Consultant Connect, but they take place on Fridays at 2 p.m. If you're interested to get plugged into that network, just email me at carla@consultantconnect.org. But they are just really kind of an informal gathering and information sharing platform. There's been a few hundred people on the calls, but we split up into breakout rooms so that you can actually share pretty openly with the group. So there's been a lot of cool ideas shared through that platform. And we're happy to have more people join in if you're not plugged in.
I was really surprised how beneficial that was, though. I had really no expectations. And then the first call 2 weeks ago, just to be able to hear that everybody, we're all going through this. And I think somebody said, oh, you'll be at here in 2 weeks with a stay-at-home order. And sure enough, a week later, there we were.
Yes. So. And it seemed like behind that stay-at-home order came schools not opening back up here in Michigan. So I hope for you that you're not in that same place, but we got that order end of last week that schools were shut down for the rest of the year. So it seems like we've been hit really hard in Michigan. Like, our cases of the virus are really high. So hopefully that doesn't mean that for everybody, but for us, certainly it's been pretty drastic measures put in place to flatten that curve. What questions do you have? I know you're trying to assess, you know, and get cool ideas. What is there a looming question that you have on your mind that you want to put out to the Consultant Connect audience, hoping that somebody might have a good idea or an answer?
My I would love to know some innovative ways that people are doing their BRNE visits and connecting. You know, we all know we got the video and Zoom, but is there something unique to that that you're weaving in there to help further validate the importance of the BRNE visits and collecting that information?
That's an awesome question. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there that have done some interesting things and are using that visit to make some deeper impact than we ever thought was even possible. So if you're one of those, please share them with us. Christina, as you kind of look into your crystal ball, this is a hard question because things have changed so rapidly, even, you know, day to day, but where do you see economic development a year from now? How do you feel like the profession will have completely shifted what we're doing? Do you feel like it'll be back to business as usual? Where do you see, you know, your efforts being in a year from now as an organization?
Well, I think a year from now, the focus on our local businesses is going to still be one of the most important things that we can do in strengthening that BRNE program and that outreach. And I also think we're going to see that future of work that we all talked about, remote workers, happen a lot quicker as a result of this. So how those two come together and we help fill some of those skills gaps, I think is going to be a big part of all of our conversation moving forward from that.
Yeah, it seemed like we talked so much in the past 2 years about workforce, workforce, workforce. And now we have a completely different workforce situation than we've been talking about. So, yes. You know, it's all kind of turning on its head, which again, nobody could anticipate or expect. But I think it will be interesting, like you said, to see how the remote working impacts companies, because we've already begun to hear from some companies that they've been surprised with the level of productivity and collaboration. And so it will be interesting to see how companies move forward and what that means for their lease agreements and how much actual physical space they occupy in the market versus having more of a hoteling or open collaborative environment that they didn't normally have.
I completely agree. I think you're one of the number one questions employees are going to have walking back in to a lift, a stay lift is, I did this so well at home, can I continue? And employers are going to be faced with wrestling that question. And then what does that do to the future of our office space moving forward?
Yes. And I think not only just that, but even the future of like meetings, you know, how many meetings will now be virtual because we all figured out how we could do it, you know, rather than like traveling everywhere. I think it'll be interesting for the industry. I know there's several communities that have still really almost done a site visit virtually or are figuring out how to do site visits virtually so that they can move projects forward. And I think those innovations during this time will transform economic development because it will, if as much that could be done virtually, then that maybe you don't have that last site visit until you get really close to the end.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know you're really busy and have major deadlines today to get back to so that you can get that money out to your local communities. And we wish you best of luck with that and for everybody in Tallahassee. And thank you so much for taking time to be on the call and for sharing, especially the program that you've done with the mapping for restaurants, the takeout. I think that's really cool and innovative and just such a good way of shifting what was a crisis in your community into a totally different crisis, but taking that platform and being able to switch it is just incredible. So thank you for sharing ideas with us and for being a part of our crew. We appreciate you and we hope all the best for you guys down in Tallahassee.
Thank you. You guys take care too and be well.
Yes, you too. Thanks, Christina.
Sure thing. Bye.
I'm so glad Christina was able to join us on the podcast today. Don't forget to tune in every weekday for more interviews with economic developers and site consultants sharing their responses and actions to the COVID-19 crisis. The America's Jobs Team podcast is powered by Consultant Connect and sponsored by Research on Investment and Gazelle AI.